Headline news continues to move our markets up and down. I'm Keith Weinberg with your farm news update. Last week, our cash cattle market essentially ranged from 228 to 230, had a few 230 ones here and there. But headline news continues to make a market mover. Mike Miner is with Professional Ag Marketing, Laverne, Minnesota.
Yeah, to say the least here, Keith, you're looking at the cattle market tipped over early this morning, about 10 o'clock there. It was released that Secretary Rollins is going to Mexico. She's going to meet the president today to talk about screwworms and feeder cattle. Little jittery on the futures after some of that news came out this morning. So this cattle market, obviously an extremely volatile last couple weeks for both live cattle and feeder cattle prices. As we move forward here, it's going to be quite jittery as well if any funds do remain long. And then anyone buying feeder cattle, for example, are going to be looking at taking risk off pretty aggressively, even if they get just a little bit of a correction. So keep an eye on the 50-day on the feeder cattle and live cattle, which is what seemingly feels like a long ways up, and a few of those key resistance areas.
Yeah, and that seems like it's been the story here, Mike. I guess we call it headline news, but not quite sure knowing about all the details. So that uncertainty plays a factor here in our markets, whether it's up or down real quick, doesn't it?
It certainly does. It keeps people on edge, and that definitely impacts their risk management decisions.
Your thoughts as you glance over the hog market? Market, Mike.
Well, as I look at the hog market, it seems like the China-U.S. talks did nothing to improve any demand optimism for U.S. pork here. View the December futures trade today as really respecting current cash fundamentals with where the cutout and CME index are currently today versus where the December futures are. So a very abnormally large discount going to December futures there. At this point, the trade optimism didn't really give us a boost.
With your farm news update, I'm Keith Weinberg.